Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Since the calendar recently rolled over from 2018 to 2019, a few weeks ago, now is a good time to take stock of the world of trademarks and discuss what to look for in the year ahead and some of the ongoing trends that affect trademark law and trademark owners. The first most important thing, I think, is that trademark applications continue to grow. Ever since a slight dip when the recession hit in 2008 and 2009, trademark filings have grown continuously each successive year for the last decade. And that didn't change last year. They grew about 4% in 2018 over 2017. However, that was a slowing in the growth from prior years. And perhaps that's due to some current concerns about the economy. Perhaps it's also due to some efforts from the USPTO to crack down on filings from China that appear to be suspect or not entirely made in good faith. And one of the things to look for in 2019 is a new proposal from the USPTO to require that foreign applicants have counsel in the US to help deal with this issue of some foreign filings that might not be made with the purest intent. And another thing to look for in 2019 in terms of filings is the continued significant growth in hot, trendy fields, particularly anything related to cannabis businesses and anything related to blockchain and cryptocurrency fields. We've seen just 3-, 4-, 5-fold growth over the last few years in terms of the number of application filings, and I expect that to continue. Another legal issue that will face the world of trademarks in 2019 is a Supreme Court case that actually just last week, the Supreme Court accepted the petition to hear this case. And the case relates to an application for the mark FUCT. And if you say that out loud to yourself, you might see why it was refused by the USPTO as being immoral or scandalous. And the USPTO, under the current trademark law of the Lanham Act, has a bar on immoral, deceptive, or scandalous matter. And as a result, the Trademark Office refused registration of the FUCT application for use in connection with clothing. That's been appealed, and the Supreme Court is now going to decide whether that is a violation of free speech and the First Amendment of the Constitution to restrict registration of such marks. This is also interesting because just about 2 years ago, the Supreme Court struck down another provision that had barred scandalous marks. And the case involved there was for a rock band called The Slants that had been refused registration, as disparaging. And that disparagement rejection was stricken by the Supreme Court. And so the Trademark Office can no longer refuse disparaging marks. And many scholars believe that the immoral and scandalous refusal provisions are also likely to be canceled by the Supreme Court in this upcoming case. Finally, one more thing for 2019 that I just want to point out is that the scams and mailings that continue to plague trademark holders, they really continue unabated as we enter 2019. In fact, I just received two in the mail today related to marks that I own. And so in 2019, I am hopeful that we will see more progress, more action from the Patent and Trademark Office, from the FTC, from the Department of Justice and other government agencies to help crack down on these scams that are causing a lot of confusion, wasting a lot of time, and likely wasting a lot of money from businesses that could otherwise be spent on actual intellectual property protection. So that's what I see in the year ahead for the world of trademarks. I'm curious what trends you're noticing or expecting in the coming year. Reach out to me, send me an email, and I'd love to hear from you. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.